Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So the Journal broke the story. Google reportedly has been paying university professors for favorable policy papers. A report in the Journal details that over the past decade, Google has helped finance hundreds of research papers to defend against all the run-of-the-mill regulatory challenges of its market dominance, paying anywhere from $5,000 to $400,000 for the work. Let's get the latest. Joining us now, patching in via San Francisco, is The Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickas. Hey, Jack.
Hello.
So how was the Journal able to solidify this report? What kind of research analysis went into this story?
Well, we started almost a year ago sending public records requests to professors at public universities to get their correspondence with Google officials. And we looked at professors who had publicly disclosed funding to Google in the past, or there was some record of Google disclosing funding of these professors' papers. And in some of those correspondence, we found that, over several years, Google has cultivated chummy relationships with some academics at these universities to essentially help, get papers and promote research that backed Google's business practices and also helped it defend against regulations amid, great regulatory scrutiny against the tech giant over the past decade.
What are the main issues at play here? Are there key issues that Google has had to defend itself with? You know, you look at patent issues that it's had, antitrust questions. Is there an issue at the heart of this, or are there too many issues, and perhaps that's the problem?
Yeah, it's really a series of issues. It's not a single one. I think, given Google's sprawl and its reach, there are so many different areas that Google gets involved with and different regulatory bodies that begin looking into it. So you're right, antitrust is a major issue, of course. There have been many copyright debates over Google, given that a lot of its search engine links to maybe books and other intellectual properties that other authors and publishers say should be paid for. And given its size, there have been papers that say that Google doesn't unfairly quash competitors. So there are a whole variety of issues that Google funds papers on, and the scale of this program is sort of what we helped reveal with this story.
What has this research been used for thus far specifically? What kind of use has Google gotten out of this since it's been in effect?
We know that Google has promoted some of this research to regulators looking into its business. For example, in 2012, the Federal Trade Commission was still in the midst of an extensive investigation into Google's business practices and the antitrust investigation. And we viewed a letter from Google's antitrust attorneys to the FTC chairman, essentially arguing why Google's business did not violate antitrust law. And in that letter, the lawyers attached many research papers that made that argument, and those research papers, in many cases, were funded by Google itself. So that's an example of how Google uses these papers. There are according to a former lobbyist we spoke to, Google also, sometimes will pay for travel expenses for some of these academics who write the papers to come to Washington, D.C. and meet with congressional aides and administration officials to make some of the arguments that they make in these papers that are funded by Google.
As far as it seems, this is pretty fair game and standard. Are there any sort of professional standards in research that are in place that might complicate things?
It is a good point to note that this is not just Google doing this. This is a practice. Funding academic research is something that energy, tobacco, drug companies, food companies, many, many industries have been doing this for decades. Now, the difference is because of that activity over the past several decades, there have been some formal professional rules or standards for research, say, in medical journals. But what we are seeing in the Google's case, you know, Google and other tech companies are funding academic research in legal journals. In many cases, they're funding law professors. And because these tech issues are new and funding law professors is somewhat of a new practice, there aren't as many formal rules or professional standards around such corporate funding, or especially around disclosing such corporate funding.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis about the journal's report on Google paying university professors for favorable policy papers. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43, and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. It seems like we might be seeing this more as Silicon Valley continues to become more and more powerful. If we use Google as the example here, can we expect Google and these tech companies to hold firm on this practice? How has Google addressed this story? Any pushback?
Sure. So Google responded essentially saying that you know, they have been transparent about their funding of academic research, that they are this is something that they've been doing for years, and that they aren't shy about the fact that they want to help, they say, quote, help amplify voices that support the principles of an open internet. They also pointed out that they do encourage researchers who they fund to disclose that funding in any research they write. And indeed, some of the emails that we got did show that Google did encourage that disclosure. And that's about it. I mean, you know, Google, it has done a decent job at disclosing much of their funding for some of these papers. There are some papers where it's a bit more shadowy, but at the same time, you know, that those disclosures aren't easy to find, and it required a good deal of reporting from us to really understand the scale and the scope of this program.
Very good. Jack Nickis, thanks as always.
Thank you.
For more on Jack Nickis' coverage of all things Google, head to wsj.com/tech. You can also check out the full article featured on the tech homepage. Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.